What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. It's Friday night, and Cookie and Pepper are in the house. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Not much.
Hello.
So, first question, right off the bat, where the fuck have you two been?
Living life.
Everywhere.
To the fullest.
Well, that's
everywhere.
Good.
I've been everywhere and anywhere.
What?
Cookie, where the fuck have you been? I've missed you so much.
None of your
much.
Fucking business.
Whatever. You're not going to tell me where you're hanging out?
Nope.
He makes a good point.
Whatever. I'll find out.
I'm sure you will. Stalkerella.
You love me.
So we got the hot
stalker. I say spy.
We also have the hype man in studio.
Hey. He's asleep.
So today's a special day. Today, Pepper's
my dead grandpa's birthday.
Wow.
What the fuck? Why does it have to be about everybody but me? Hello, today.
It's never about you.
How's your fiance's dead mom?
I'll ask my dead grandpa.
He was just gonna announce Pepper, and you like took that off.
Easy, fucking Tupac Jr. It's not all about you. I was actually gonna say the hype men are gonna be helping us with Pepper's drinking game today.
Yay!
So they'll be shouting out how many drinks you should be taking if you're following along playing the game.
It's
Friday, and I know you fuckers don't have anywhere to go tomorrow, so you better be drinking.
Yay!
Plus, I mean, if you got to listen to her for an hour, it might help.
Everybody loves me. That's why. Because they want to drink with me and...
Delusional much?
Oh my God, it's supposed to be like Fortune Cookie Friday, but you know what? We're going to make it Freaky Friday. Next week, we're going to do No Bra Friday. Woo!
Isn't every Friday No Bra Friday for you?
Well, I wanted it to be, but this Friday I had to wear a bra, so...
PTA?
Yeah, something like that. But next week, I'm not going to wear a bra. Fuck that.
Did your PO come by again? Or
no.
No, I had to go to visit my school, you know, my son's school.
I thought you were going to say Cookie's dead
my
grandpa.
My son's school, you know, I got to be a mom, got to put a bra on.
Is that how that works out?
Yeah, you got to be a mom, put a bra on.
Is that all it takes?
Yes, put a bra on every morning and you're a mom.
Wow. Mother of the year.
That's another stupid comment.
My son.
There we go.
Take a drink.
Mother of the year. I have to get my speech ready for this year.
You do, dude. Like, it's been a long time coming.
I'm going to thank you, son, every day. You're a joy to me.
Without you, this wouldn't be pun. Then you just throw up all over.
She's going to get up there and pull a Roseanne. Today, for me, was Tuesday. For you, it'll be a day that you will remember for the rest of your life.
Oh my God. It's like because of you, I woke up every morning.
It all of a sudden turns into the speech from the player haters ball.
I hope
all the bad things in the universe happen to you and nobody but you.
You know what? Whatever. All shit aside, I love my son to death.
She's so drunk.
Right?
No.
Here we go.
I just had a little bit. Just a little bit, not a lot.
What?
What's in the cup, Pepper? What's in the cup?
Four no-no.
Some Four Loko. Some Reds, yeah.
Are you the only one keeping them in business?
Probably. Yep.
They better never go out and say, I get pissed when they change the flavor. I'm like, dude, I was into that flavor. Now you want to come out with this shit? And they're like, well, that's all we have. And, you know, like they start talking, they don't talk with their, what do they say?
Yes, that's racist. Yeah. Stop. Stop.
I was just about to ask.
Oh, free 99 for me. He's like, free 99 for you, man, or whatever.
That's
like
another two drinks of all you stupid alcohol.
All right. Two drinks coming up.
That's four total.
Fucking love those people.
Those people.
What wow. do you mean, you people?
Wow. Yeah, one of them wanted to marry me. I was like, I'm not going to be your 12th wife. Are you fucking crazy?
Oh, my God.
That's another two drinks.
Oh, my God. What an asshole.
Like, I was like, he's like, you're going to be my first wife?
I find that a little hard to believe. He's probably working on number 17 already.
Yeah, he's old. He's like, about 20. I'd have been 22. Ooh, lucky number 22.
You're the worst.
I know.
Thank you.
You are the
worst. I was like,
we were all thinking it. Cookie said it.
But I told him, I said, I'll marry you if I own the Four Loko. Like, you get me that, you got a deal.
You're like a herpy on a hemorrhoid.
Way to aim for the middle, kid.
That's what drinks with Pepper.
You know how much shit I would be able
that's
to make?
You. You get to drink. Hurry up. Drink.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. I've been drinking.
No one's questioning that.
Anyways.
As soon as we heard the I love my son comment, yeah, we knew you were fucking drunk. Yeah.
What I do? You know what I do? I tell you I do.
Your son just texted me. Is she okay? Not really. So sorry.
She'll not going to make it later. Home tonight, right? She'll be there for practice tomorrow.
Here's a line you're used to hearing, Jimmy. Mommy's not coming home tonight.
Mama never comes home.
I guess they ran out of milk at that grocery store. She's going to hit up another couple.
Right?
When they ask Jimmy about his memories about his mom, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember stuff like, it's okay, have grandma tuck you in. Phone call saying mommy's not coming home tonight.
Fuck that. I don't know. Screw that. I tuck
She's
him
like,
in.
Fuck that. I don't call him.
I tuck his ass in and say goodnight before I leave anywhere. I make sure I'm the last person he sees.
Well, yeah, who the fuck else is going to apply the chloroform rag?
Whatever. I'm like, goodnight, son. Love you. And then I leave. And he's like, Mom.
Well, depending on how drunk you are. I mean,
yeah,
you're
sometimes
pretty sober.
I make it home in the morning. Sometimes I don't.
If you're not there to give him the Benadryl, who is?
Right?
Exactly. He doesn't take that shit no more. He's like, I don't need it.
He's immune.
Yeah, right? He had so many over the years. He's just like,
I'm not allergic to shit. I'm like, what?
No
yeah,
kidding.
You are. You're allergic to life here.
I'm allergic to you. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. I would love it.
He just starts sneezing every time you walk by just to be a dick.
I'd be like, you have to stay home now. Like, you know, like my little man over here, his mom over here was like telling him he's allergic to grass, okay? And his mom has him cutting the grass. He comes back from the doctor's. He's like, look, it says I'm allergic. She's like, still, you can cut the grass. What did she tell you?
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. Just put the mask over your face.
Yeah. Wow. It's like, that's mother of the year. Not me. Shit. Right there. I would never send my son out to mow the grass. He's allergic.
I'd only sell him for crack.
Yeah.
She's no. Like, at least I'm getting something out of that. I don't care about property value.
I would never do that. No, I'm not that type.
One for lying?
I would never sell my son.
How many is it for lying?
Or I would never
I have the rules right here.
What?
And, oh, no, nothing.
What are you talking about?
I'm totally listening.
You're hearing voices again, Pepper.
I know. I like just to hear my voice.
Somebody has to.
Can you not? Can you not?
Yeah.
Can you not?
Well, then why don't you talk?
I'm trying, but you keep...
So, anyways, Cookie. So, I'll do the podcast today. So, Cookie, how are you doing today? How's your day going?
I'm all right. I've been better. I'm sitting next to you.
Oh, I know.
It smells like damp pussy lips.
Oh, sorry.
Dry that shit before you sit down.
She's wow. Like, it's free. She's like, it's fortune cookie.
I'm just kidding, Pepper. I love you.
She goes, it's fortune cookie Friday, not shower Saturday.
Right? No, Sunday's shower day because you got to go to church.
With the underwear that's say Wednesday.
It's the end of the week in the beginning, you know? You gotta do it Sunday. Yeah, I'm not gonna shower till Sunday. I didn't fucking shower all last weekend because it was raining, so I said, fuck it.
What, did you just stand outside or you just...
Well, during the day, I was at my son's game, so I was like, fuck it, I'm getting wet, I'm showering all day. So I get home and just change my clothes, wipe down, maybe take a shower in the morning or
maybe next time wipe down a little lower.
And then just get going. Like, you don't have to take a shower. I'm going to get wet and dirty anyways. What do I have to take a shower? Like,
what the fuck?
Wow.
Like, the next day it's going to rain. So I'm why am I going to fucking waste water? We're here to conserve.
That's one drink.
Here we go.
Everybody's fucked up already, Pepper.
It's fucking true, though. Like, Pico sent us a newsletter, you know, like, oh, fucking conserve your water. Conserve this, bitch. I'll shower if I want whenever. You're not going to tell me how to live
your
my
house
life.
Is the house that has the sprinklers going in the rain, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. My grass is my grass is the only green grass. Everything's all yellow. Plants and shit all big.
Looks like the fucking rainforest.
Your house is
like the rainforest
fuck?
Cafe. Every 15 minutes, there's like a little...
Right? Storm. Conserve water. Get those fucking hobos out of the riverbed. Conserve water. Fuck that. Shit, half of them are my friends, but I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to fucking save water. Sorry, friends, but gotta go.
Is the economy doing that bad? Is that what it's come down to?
Yes. So we have to
hobos
like,
conserving water.
Seriously, like, fuck, man. They have tents and shit. How the fuck do you get tents? They got their own little land in the middle. Like, they have a whole fucking.
Are you
crazy.
Jealous of the hobos?
Yeah.
It sounds that way.
I'm like, damn, they're living better than me, you know? Like, fuck.
In your. Weren't you just listening to something about or reading something about extreme cheapskates?
Like, yes, I was. You know, I was watching it on YouTube.
I think, because when I picture homeless, I picture Skid Row, like, fucking homeless in boxes, like shoe boxes and shit, trying to build. Like, our homeless people these days have fucking tents. Like, they're not homeless. Like, they have shit. How the fuck is that homeless? They have a tent. Like, that shit covers them from rain and everything else. Their box ain't knocking down.
You can stop whenever you want.
Yeah, so.
Whenever you want.
So I'm just like, fuck that. They need to go. They're the rich homeless.
The rich homeless.
They're like, what is it? The Democrats of the homeless. Or the Republicans of the Republicans of the homeless. Yeah.
So.
It's at least another five drinks.
Anyways, go back to your story, Cookie. Forgot you were here.
Sounds about right.
I missed you, bitch.
You slut puppy.
You need to stop like leaving and come around more so I can rub my titties on you.
Usually you charge for that.
I thought she wanted to give him incentive to come back. Don't fucking scare him away.
He wants to come back.
He just came back. Don't scare him away.
Just kidding, babe. I would never do that.
Cookie, I want your titties.
Cookie loves my titties. But
he's all, maybe if Squanto did it.
I know.
He's all Venward.
Any takers.
He's like, then we're at least talking.
I'd be here at least once a week. At least once
you
a week.
You want his balls on your face?
I didn't say all that.
What do you want?
What I was thinking.
What's his earning potential?
We can negotiate. We need him, babe. We need him.
Is that gold chain real?
You ain't got to be rich, but fuck that. How are we going to get around on your bus pass?
I know.
Babe, we need Cookie here, so you got to do what you got to do.
My ass is not for sale.
Everything's for sale, babe.
Everything has a price.
Everything has a price, honey.
If we learn.
That's how you start.
I see you like wearing Nikes.
Take one for the team, babe. Just shh.
If we learn anything from Ted DiBiase is that everybody's got a price.
I would do it for you, babe.
Can't you do anything for me?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Isn't that a baseball hat you're wearing? Be a team player.
That's what people, yeah. Like, come on. You can't wear that, babe, if you're not a team player.
It's like a little bear over there.
I love you, honey.
Snuggly and warm. Look at that shit.
Babe, I might have to make a fundraiser for you for, you know, my son's team.
For Save the Homeless?
My son's team. So, yeah, I might have to have raffle like you off or something for the night. You're the only young guy on there. All those dirty moms want something young and fresh.
You would know.
You're one of the dirty moms.
Yeah.
I started it all.
That's my club.
The only thing young and fresh about Pepper is Squanto.
Fuck you. Ow. Fuck you. Don't you say that shit. I'm still fresh and young. I try to keep it
fresh.
I'm
sitting next to you and neither of those statements were true.
It's because I'm on my period this week.
You bleeding? Yeah, you bleeding.
Just spotting.
I can smell it.
Is that when it's time for the fortulata?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a miscarriage.
We were in the forest, you'd be attacked by a bear.
It's a miscarriage. Having a miscarriage.
Wow. Wow.
We missed out on our Pocahontas.
Sorry, babe. We don't need no little Indians this time.
One little Indian, two little Indians.
We'll pop them out in November.
You're going to need money to support all those Indians. And you know who's hiring?
Oh, the fucking
North Korean State Department.
Dude, the fucking... Your
give me
people,
an application.
Your people have a lot of goddamn good fucking things.
Can you imagine? What kind of interview is that? Hey, so what happened to the last person that had this job?
Can I be like Octo Native Mom?
Octo-native. You mean Mexican?
Octo-native. Like, I'm going to be, like, Indian tribal, like, octomom. I'll have, like, 20 babies. What is that called?
It's called being Mexican, from what I understand.
No, all at once, though. Like, octomom. Didn't she have all kinds of fucking babies at once? She had, like, 8 babies at once.
Drink.
Didn't she?
Did she? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she did, huh?
See what happened.
It's in the name, Octomom.
Yeah, motherfucker. Octomom had 8 babies, so I want to be the native one.
In case you were wondering if Pepper was bad at math.
I want to have fucking 8 little Indians.
I'd like a list of what Pepper's native.
Good at. Boom. Octonative.
It
I made up a
fit
word.
On this.
That's
one
a
little,
post-it.
Two little, three little Indians.
I'm being generous in
what
case
you. What are you going to do with the rest of the paper?
I was being generous in case you had big writing.
8 little Indians, 9 and 10 didn't survive. I'll just say that. We'll have 8.
What the fuck?
Another drink.
Drink up, motherfucker.
I think she's doing it on purpose.
No, I'm not. I'm not this funny usually. It's just Friday.
I know. Night. Why aren't you ever this funny when it counts?
Because it counts right now.
Oh.
Friday night. Mm. Why are you so quiet, Cookie? Am I taking your spotlight?
Please.
Please.
I love you.
We'll listen to the reel afterwards.
Not even with two pipe dreams in a ladder.
I miss you. Why don't you talk shit to me? I love it. You know what turns me on?
She obviously has not been paying attention to the show.
In case you were wondering if Pepper was a bad listener.
I am sometimes. I tune out things that don't matter.
We
like
gotta
your
put what,
kid.
You know what? I was looking at the list.
That's number one on my list.
I was looking at Pepper's drinking game rules, and you know what? I just noticed that there's not one for lying. We definitely need to get one
I
in there for lying.
I never fucking lie. That's one.
That's a lie.
That should be two drinks, right?
I don't lie. What's a lie? What's a lie?
What are we all in agreement?
Yes.
Two drinks for lying? Two?
What is a lie?
Change approved.
I just want to know what a lie is. Because a lie to me is like when you're lying. Like you're like, oh, your shirt is blue and it's gray. That's lying. Now when you tell a little white lie, like
what? It's in the title. White lie. White lie.
It's not a lie.
Oh my God.
White lies are innocent lies.
Why? Because they're white.
They don't hurt people.
Racist.
They
That's three
people.
Drinks.
That is
exactly.
racist.
That's not racist. White people don't hurt people.
Oh my.
I'm just
going to
finish
gosh.
This. It's just...
Black people do. So black lives are bad.
Asshole, at least let me open the other fucking beer before you start mouthing off.
Okay, no more racist. Shh.
Oh, fuck. That's so three for being racist and two more for lying.
Oh no, if I lie, I have to take the drinks.
Yes.
Okay, that's more fair. At least it cuts me back down to three.
Pepper lie, three drinks for her.
What? What are you talking about?
Okay, now that Squanto and I are nearly annihilated, I think we should probably get into this. Believe it or not, Pepper is actually going to host a game.
What?
Yeah.
Right? The fucking Pillow Princess of Podcast is actually going to fucking do something this time.
I always do everything. What the fuck are you talking about? I do everything. I do the whole show all the time.
Well, yeah, that's the word around the...
I coordinate. I do everything.
Around the hobo tents.
Yeah. I do all kinds of shit. I multitask.
It's called a soup kitchen.
Shut the fuck up. So, guys, today we're going to play Would You Rather, my favorite game. I know you guys love it, because yeah, would you rather have Pepper, would you rather have Pepper? Okay, ready? Why are you looking at the time for? You ain't going nowhere.
He's wondering how much more he can take of the shit.
You're my bitch tonight. Okay, so anyways.
Anywho.
Let's start with the question number one. Let me see, where should I go? Would you rather mistakenly send your nudes to your boss or to your mother?
I need my job, and my mom's already seen me naked, so I think it'd be safer that way.
This is a tough one.
Send it to both. Fuck it.
I'm gonna double down.
I'll do both. Fuck it.
Well, you don't work, so.
But if I did, I would.
So your boss is technically
she
your
does
mom.
She does have a boss, but neither me nor her mom wants to see her naked.
like, look at guys, this is what I'm doing today. I'm chilling. What'd you do, Cookie?
Hello.
You want to send it to your mama?
Meh.
Meh. Your boss? Send it to me. I'm your boss.
Wow.
Neither. Neither?
Boo for neither. Cookie.
Boo, you whore.
It's not being called a whore. It's being just, you know.
She's like, I'm not whorish. I was so sure.
Okay, would you rather have a threesome with with me or just a different person?
Other than you? Yes. Yeah, anybody person. Other than you.
That was easy.
Whatever, fucker. Would you rather always have... Wait, hold on. I can't understand.
He's all, yeah, but you have to bottom.
Would you suck a... What is this word? Nope. What is this word?
What did I tell you about using words that you can't spell?
See?
It starts with a V. Not vagina either. Vergent?
What?
Vergent?
I don't know.
That one right there?
Vagrant.
Would you rather suck a vagrant's big toe or French kiss him? What is that?
Can I do both?
Ew, what is that?
Like a homeless person.
Ew, I don't want to do either. Well, what would you
That's not the word around the hobo can.
I know. Billy Bob said you did both.
Would you rather have a partner?
Hey, that's a drink for you, by the way.
Okay,
liar.
Would you- Hold on, I'll drink right now. Would
no,
you rather-
right into the microphone, Pepper, please.
Right?
Jeez.
Cause that's
it's like I'm at Disneyland sitting next to this princess.
Right? Oh, thank you for better. Calling me that, but I'm more like a queen. Anyways.
Drag queen.
Would you rather have a partner who fakes their orgasms but gives perfect oral? Or a partner who truly orgasms but is terrible at oral?
It's all about me. Fake it if you want. Just give me good head.
Same.
Is that a guy response?
Oh, my God.
Did I just dude it up right now?
Wow.
Boo. Boo with the bat.
Wow. Are you guys stupid or what?
No.
Whatever. Anyways, no. These are all selfish, obviously. Now,
I didn't
whatever.
Say we weren't. We're just not stupid.
I know.
Okay. Would you rather only have meaningless one-night stands or a committed sexual relations with one person that cannot go past 1 year? Is that too complicated for you guys?
Doesn't it amount to the same thing after the 1 year?
Pretty much.
I think we should drink for that being a stupid question.
No. It says, would you rather have meaningless one-night stands or be committed to one person, but like...
But
for only a year. So then...
Yeah. So would you rather be committed to a person for a year?
No. What the fuck? It's a waste
of
time
for a
year.
Yeah, because if you know it's only going to last a year, why waste your time?
Exactly.
I'd rather...
Don't be selfish.
If that's not... You know what? If that's not Mrs. Wright, then have Mrs. Wright now. Why the fuck not?
I'd rather
have
both.
Can you put that
on
a shirt?
I think we can.
Done and done.
We probably should.
Whatever.
That's a good idea.
You're welcome.
I think we'll start making shirts with Pepper's hashtags.
Okay. Would you rather do it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather do it with a cousin or be the one to end the relationship with your true love?
What if it was my cousin?
Incest is best. Put a second cousin to the test.
I need to make a phone call.
No, I'd rather end it with my true love. Fuck that. I am not fucking my
I've
cousin.
Seen your cousins. I agree.
I don't care if I had hot ones. I would not do that.
Not anymore. Not any less.
No way. That's disgusting. What would you guys
She's do? Like, no, I wouldn't. Do that, and that's why me and Johnny don't talk anymore.
Oh my God, that's my name.
Was it really? I was just fucking shooting in the dark.
And that's the gay one.
Hey, welcome to the party.
Have you met Cookie?
I love him.
Well, I come with style. Bien.
That's a drink for
okay,
you,
okay, whatever. For me?
Yes.
finally get to drink.
Yeah, the whole cast. Yeah, when the whole cast Pepper gets roasted with no comeback. One drink
Shut
for Pepper.
Shut the fuck up.
It's what it says. It's right there.
Let me see. Would you rather
three cast members roast Pepper? One drink for Pepper.
I don't know. This is too long to read.
Just sound out the big words like of and the.
Okay, let's do one. Would you rather pick up the first stranger you see and attempt to hook up, or hook up with someone you always wanted to, but their married partner is in the army? Like, so their partner's like away. So would you rather hook up with them on the side?
Nah, I'd hook up with a stranger. It worked out for me already. So
hook up with a stranger. I'll do
stranger.
Both. I'll do both.
No, I hooked up with a stranger in a foreign country.
I'll hook up with a stranger. Yeah, it's more funner. They don't know you so much.
Just because there's a really good reason.
They don't know your lifestyle.
Because you can tell them your white lies.
White lies. She's like, we're not talking about my time in South Africa. Not again.
Would you rather place a glass cup with lubricant into your open gaping anus?
Excuse me, the word is gaping.
Which probably shatters, or place a piece of paper and across the pink aspect of your genitals, leading to a fine cut which bleeds for a short period of time.
That's a long-winded way of saying a paper cut on your dick.
Well, that's what it says.
Versus jamming an egg up your ass.
Well, I'm just reading it, okay?
It's just a regular chicken egg, right? Fuck, I'll take the regular chicken egg. It's not going
to
fit. It's going
to
break.
No, you want to crack a glass in your ass? Or do you want to, like, cut your fucking
pee hole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, wait. You said, well.
No, the pink aspect of your genitals leading to a fine cut, which means, yeah. So your genitals are your balls, no? Aren't they? I don't know what the fuck your genitals are.
Take a drink.
What are your genitals are? Like, they're your... It's your penis.
Just drink it. Just drink it.
Why don't you just drink it?
Just drink it. Put it in your mouth. Swallow it. Swallow it. Open your mouth. Let me see. Did you swallow it?
Just like she's used to.
I love swallowing. Shut up now.
Yeah, we know.
You know what?
So does the hobo encampment.
I know. Billy Bob.
Would you rather snort cocaine or snort your boyfriend's load?
I've done both.
You whore.
Not at the same time, though.
Coke, please.
How does it feel? The burn?
Oh, my God. I haven't done that. You're disgusting. Why don't you burp into the microphone again, you pig?
I can't right now.
That's one drink for Pepper.
That
You're
was
supposed
a
to be drinking.
You're the worst.
Thanks, Pepper. You turned this Friday. Do you
I
turn
love it.
Fortune Cookie Friday to the drug show?
I don't give a fuck. Bye, guys. I'm tired. That's enough
and
for me.
Old and wrinkled.
I feel like Anna Nicole Smith.
Way.
You know, Anna Nicole, she's like, trim spa, baby. Like, all fucking.
What the fuck?
Hello, 10 years ago. Whoa. How are you doing?
Rest in peace, bitch. I love
Cheers,
you.
Cheers, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers.
I love that girl to death. She's like a Marilyn Monroe. She's like my idol.
I love her to death. She's already dead.
I know.
That's how much she loved her.
Don't worry, bitch. I'll meet you one day.
Be honest.
What?
You beat off to her pictures, didn't you?
No. Why do I have to beat off to her pictures? I beat off to myself.
Someone has to, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be the rest of us.
What the fuck are you laughing at over there? Like, fuck you.
He's laughing at a joke. He finally heard a joke and he laughed.
It wasn't a fucking joke. I'm hot. Anybody would beat off to me, whatever. Anyway.
One drink for the rest of everybody.
I love you guys. I can't wait to see you guys next week. Join us back whenever. I don't know when. I love you, Cookie. Are you going to come back?
Are you going to be here?
If you're here,
that's
yes.
Debatable.
cookie, I'll bring Coke.
She's not even here right now.
I'm not even here right now. Like, pretend I'm not here next week.
We don't have to pretend.
You don't miss me?
We're like, the show's
at... with my car.
And every bullet so far.
Babe, you're going to have to do something for this to, like, go away. Like, he needs to snap out of that attitude, so do something.
Really,
I love you guys. Thank you for joining us.
Really, she went there, wouldn't you? Wow.
Something bounced off you and bit my leg.
Oh, it was one of my fleas catching your ass.
I was going to say.
It's my location locator.
Do fleas hop off?
Bitches? I'm going to locate your ass. It's my locator flea.
My locator flea?
I have it on one of the apps. They like beat me. Boop, boop, boop. Cookies right here. I love you, Cooks. Mwah. I miss you so much. You need to come back more.
Anyways, I'm gonna, because Squanto's looking at me like you had one fucking job, and it was to like steer the ship away from fucking stupid tangents like that.
You don't talk to me like that, and you don't tell my friend how to live his life.
You could have just seen him in the camera, just like, wow.
Don't tell my friend.
Looking at me with like nothing but disappointment.
Don't tell my friend how to
so
do
we're gonna, before Pepper's mouth gets us in any more trouble.
I licked the mic right now. It's like this.
How? How did you do that?
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen, rice and beans. We're gonna move into another well, I guess question game. This one, if you haven't caught it before, is called Hard Share.
I'm saying goodbye.
Oh!
It's so I'm over here saying goodbye to the show, and you're still going on.
Yeah, we're only halfway through, Numb Nuts.
Oh, fuck. I need to stop talking.
Please do.
We've been saying that for the last 30 minutes, and now it's going to happen?
30 minutes, 3 years, and
34 Whatever. Years.
You know what?
That's another drink for you, dude. FYI, if you're playing along with the game, Pepper just got roasted with... Actually, that's two drinks for you because there was three of us roasting you with no comeback, and then three of you just roast... Three of us roasting you again.
Shut up, you don't tell me how to live my life.
And that's what she says every time I tell her to wash her hands
after
she
gets out of the
bathroom.
Don't fucking talk to me like that.
She says pee-pee sanitary.
Right.
You don't talk to me like that, okay?
She's like, my urine's clean.
Respect your elders.
Something on you has to be.
Respect your elders, okay?
I'll try. All right, Cookie, since you haven't been here in a while, we're going to start off the hard share game, and you can you go first.
What does that mean?
Are we like... Any of them? Any?
Yeah, it's okay. Any of them. Oh, sorry. Yeah, if you haven't caught Hard Share before, we have a list here in front of us that we've compiled between like all, you know, everybody that works on the show. And so every question can be asked only one time. So it doesn't matter who you ask it to, but once somebody asks it, it's got to be pulled out of rotation.
Don't
so
ask me no
Cookie
questions.
Goes first.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. So, I'm going to go with number 18.
Mm-hmm.
If you could erase one past experience, what would it be? This is an open question. Anybody or everybody answers?
You would pick one person.
Okay, Juster.
Yeah.
Becoming friends with Pepper back in kindergarten?
Because everybody knows what I would erase.
<You're> Jimmy?
Mother of the
back
year.
Back in 2006.
Wow. which is a lot fucking way after I thought you were actually going to get pregnant.
No, just right there. I would have never went to the microbrew that day. Got that fucked up.
She's like, I would not have been rapey as fuck.
Right? I would have howled my shit. I would have been like, fuck it.
She's like, I would have rubbed one out and went to bed.
Hell yeah, I would have so did that.
If I would have known then what I know now.
There's my answer, but there you go. Now you answer.
I already answered it.
Jimmy Neutron. Oh, I love that kid, though. But whatever, anyways.
All right.
St. Mary's, 1984.
Patriot, me, Sicily.
I was 4 years old. I was so beautiful.
Oh, that's debatable.
I was so cute. I was cute. Little
with a face only a child molester could love.
Two drinks. How dare you say that? How dare you say that? You know what I tell my son? I tell him.
I don't know if the FCC will allow that on the air.
No, I tell him, I said, you have a face only a mother could love. And
he's like, he's all, yeah, well, whose mother? Because mine doesn't.
That's wondering.
You know what? Fuck you.
Well, looking at Squanto, you're said child molester, so.
Squanto loves
Does your
it.
Mom know you're here? Blink twice if you need help.
He better not.
He's blinking.
No,
we're going to have to call the authorities.
Of course he's blinking. He has again. To blink. He has to blink. Hello.
That's another dreamer
of Trevor. He has to blink.
Oh, my God. All right.
Baby, you love me, right?
Oh, okay, I'm going to go with number 8, and this one's for Pepper. This will be perfect right now. Name one of your significant other's annoying habits.
Blinking.
That's one drink.
What did you say? What did he say?
That's one drink.
Wait, what did he say, though? What did you...
He said blinking.
Are you fucking crazy talking to me like that? Talking to me like that. Are you fucking crazy?
I was set up for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
That's gold.
One of my annoying things about a partner. Let me see. I don't know. Oh, forgetting shit.
I like blinking better.
Forgetting shit all the fucking time. Stuff I tell
like
him.
Like when not to blink?
No, just do as I say. The fucking rules are right
Not
there.
As I do.
The fucking rules are written for you all right there on the board. Like, fucking read them, study them, do what you gotta do.
Right there.
Just don't fucking break them and you'll be good. But, you know, they break them. That's not my problem. I explain it.
See, what happened was...
Right.
That was their fucking problem. Anyways, next.
Pepper, do you want to turn to ask a question?
No, I can't even read right now.
Shocker.
All right. Wait, look, I'll pick number 22.
All right, and who do you want to ask?
Cookie.
Okay, what is your biggest sexual fail?
Puberty.
What the fuck? Why, Cookie? Why?
He said he was a Monsignor, not just your run-of-the-mill priest.
Oh, you got one of those, huh?
I never.
You just got to get over it, Cookie. You just got to get over it and get past it. Fuck it. Just look at it. It was an experimental thing.
That went awry.
Do you miss him?
Sometimes when it's cold.
Is he still alive? You should go see him.
He's buried next to my dead grandpa.
Rest in peace.
They're talking with his fiance's
Rest
dead
in-
mom.
Don't say that.
Oh my gosh.
Rest
I got the
peace.
Okay. I got the okay.
Did you? Good job. Good job.
It's like when you have that black friend and they give you the okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's
but it
okay.
still feels weird.
It's I need okay. a text
you
and make sure.
Say what you want. Well, rest in peace, all the peoples.
All right, Cookie, it's your turn. We got 18, 8, and 22 off the table.
Okay. Cookie, ask a question, bitch.
1 second, could you not?
No, I need you now, like here in the game.
Okay, let's see.
Tap, tap, tap. Not. Hear that?
What's the biggest romantic fail you've ever experienced, Pepper?
Biggest romantic fail. Aww, there's so many.
If she looks at him, I'm gonna piss my pants.
I don't even know.
She doesn't know what romantic means.
I've never experienced romance.
What an asshole.
You want me to hit her?
Please do.
1 second.
I've only had abuse. I've only been treated like a whore.
You're treated like what you put out in the world.
Well, I mean, when they said dress for the job you want, I mean.
Well, my biggest. I don't even know what that means. Like, what the fuck? Why would they put those two words in the same sentence?
What, street and walker?
Romance, like, failure. Like,
that's one word.
Wow. Romance failure or
romantic failure?
Romantic failure. Like, those are two words.
Take a drink.
Oh my god.
Everyone better be fucking on this show.
Yeah. If you're not drunk by now, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
Everybody's everywhere today, huh? What number are we at? Which question?
We're not going in order. It's just random.
No, like, which question did he ask me?
Number 18? Your biggest romantic failure.
Which number was that, Cook?
13.
13.
It's okay. I'm writing them down.
What is the biggest romantic fail you've ever experienced? I don't know. Like, how would I answer that? Like, what the fuck?
I thought you already did. I thought the point of that was we were moving on.
The biggest romantic... I don't even know. Like, I've never even had a romantic failure. Like, what would that be?
Wow.
I've never had romance. I've never had romance. And if I did, it was perfect. But I've never had romance, yeah. I can't say I did.
Next question.
Right.
Ask me one that counts. Come on.
Moving on.
Anyway.
You need Botox.
We didn't want to say anything, but.
I do. Look. Like, I'm having a 5-head
We
now.
Were all thinking it. You said
Remember
it.
Remember how they used to be 4-head? And I have a 5-head now. Like, it's like.
All right. Pepper. This one's for you.
Does it burn when you pee?
Sometimes.
It's a shocker.
Like, only in the afternoon.
Okay, what is the most embarrassing thing your parents have ever caught you doing?
Oh. The neighbor.
Actually, yeah. What? My mom was getting ready to go to work, and, like, she walked down the hall, turned on the light, and I'm riding him. And I'm like, oh, my God.
She's all, wait, it's my turn, pushes you off.
Right, she has her whip.
She only brings that out for me.
That bitch is mine tonight. Yeah, she caught me, and I was like, fuck. I was like, sorry, Mom.
Oh, so then that's fucking karma. You catching Jimmy jerking off. Because you left the fucking door open. That's why it happened. That's exactly why both of you saw it.
No, she didn't have no business down that hall.
She didn't have any business walking around her own fucking house.
She had no business because that's my half. Like, her half, she has her bathroom. She has her bathroom and all her shit on her side. My side is my side. She has no business. That's my side.
And the fact that you screamed out, if you don't like it, don't look, probably didn't help either.
I was like, oh my God, my mom caught us. And then she knew, yeah, whatever, fuck it. Now she knows she don't care. She's like, oh, you're fucking the young one.
She saw you tricked another one, didn't you?
She's like, got yourself a young one.
Really?
Nice young one.
Wow. You can't make this shit up.
But getting kind of
she's
old.
I exaggerate.
But he's
kind
of getting a little old, hitting that deadline.
All right, Cookie, back to you. Unless Pepper, you just want to pick a number and we'll read for you.
Okay, number 3.
Wow, okay. Who are you asking?
I'm going to ask number 3 to, I can't even read the question.
The question is, what is the biggest dick move you've ever pulled?
Oh, I want to hear from Cookie because I've heard that. Yeah, heard besties.
Dick move that I've ever pulled?
Yeah. I don't believe you've ever pulled any.
Did you not hear the...
What's the biggest dick I've ever pulled?
Dick move.
Really? You've never heard a dick move story from him? Did you not hear the story about the dead mom? The fiance's dead mom?
No, but that's just something that guy has to deal with. Like, he has to deal with it. That's something it's like a package deal thing.
You take my dick move and you kick it. That's like, nothing.
You sign on to that shit. You accept it the first time and you don't say nothing. That's not, Like, it's like when you get beat for the first time. Like, you start taking that hit and the next hit. You're accepting it. So, fuck it. Nothing you can do. Get over
it. I've never agreed with you more. Thank you, Pepper.
The more you know.
Right. Play your role. You're
the
little
star shooting across the thing.
I always tell this little guy right here, I said, don't start playing my role and being a bitch. Like, you stay in your role, be the nice guy, you're the sweetheart, I'm the bitch. That's it.
And what do you tell him when he's like, why are you such a bitch all the time?
Because it makes me wet.
I know, your chair's soaked.
It does. It makes me angry. Like, I have to get angry. Like, oh, fuck you. It makes me all like,
horny.
Yes. I'm like, let's do it now.
Do you want me to talk to her? No. It's better when she's angry.
Yes. I get shit done. So cookie-licious. You're a nice guy.
I have another dick move, kind of.
Uh-huh.
But it was with someone else. Like, well, I told... So I was dating this one guy when I was still somewhat virginal. Mm-hmm. And they kept like pushing the issue like, oh, like, when are we going to have sex? And I was like, oh, like, wait, you have to wait. And so it got me to the point of where I was like mad, like, why is it so important to you for, you know, have my virginity, blah, 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 whatever. So then.
It's like I'm a collector.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's me.
So then he got me mad, and then I ended up sleeping with my ex just to get it over with. And then the next day I was like, so I'm not a virgin anymore.
Oh my God.
We dated for 2 more months after that.
You're horrible. But I love it.
You're the absolute worst.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we know.
I am who I am.
Listen, Popeye.
Look, God made me this way, and if I wasn't supposed to be this way, then that's his thing of doing.
You know she's drunk because she's quoting Lady Gaga, Popeye.
Right?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Who gave her Google?
Look.
Take her phone away.
I don't even have a phone. Look, Amy Winehouse killed herself. She's
like, no. They wanted her to go to rehab.
Amy Winehouse.
They tried to get her help.
No, Amy Winehouse is weak because she took herself out.
She's like, no. At least people wanted to help her.
You have to be strong and just survive life. Fuck it. Who cares? I don't give a fuck what you say.
Obviously, I see what you're wearing.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care. I am who I am.
Gloria Gaynor Jr.
And I look beautiful.
Wow.
You know what my son tells me when I do that? He's like, take off them glasses and we'll see how beautiful you look. I'm like, oh, what a dick.
Yeah, that's totally not going to help.
Like, he knows the bags under my eyes. Like, you don't want to see them, see?
So are you going on a trip with all that luggage?
I'm like, it's okay. That's why I got glasses. I look pretty.
It's a 10-piece set.
I'm at the McDonald's. Fucking, can we have breakfast?
Okay. It is, I believe, Cookie's turn.
It's time to go to sleep. Shh.
Jester.
Mm-hmm.
26. What is your worst habit? Being too awesome.
Right. Being fucking legendary. No.
Legendary. You have to be a legend. What the fuck? You have to do something.
My worst habit has got to be
having a best friend as me.
Taking Pepper out in public.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Right? No, that's fun. You should have went to Sam's Club.
I heard about that.
Oh, that was the fucking shit. You missed it.
He was cringing the whole time.
I was going to wear my shirt today.
Yeah, the
firmal. I'm going to wear my shirt next
Yeah,
week.
She's like 20 feet away screaming out. She gets this shirt and she's like holding it up. And she's like 20 feet away. And mind you, there's people between me and her.
Firmama.
And she's like, look, it says Fur Mama. I'm going to put an arrow that's pointing down. It'll be my winter shirt. I'm like, oh, man.
I was like, Fur Mama. And he's like,
yeah. I was like, you're so fucking embarrassing.
I was like, what are you doing? He's like, looking for bread. I'm like, what kind of bread do you want? You want Fur Mama?
No, not sourdough.
I was like, whatever. We had fun.
She was making fun of Asian people on the way.
Yeah,
they
fucking
gave
me a
Asian
disease.
Lady drove was pushing her cart. She drove it into a pylon that protects the cases. And this one passes by and goes, "Fuck, they can't drive those either."
They can't drive for shit.
And she said it all super loud too. And I'm like, wow, we're gonna be the first people to get kicked out of this fucking place. I wonder if they'll put our pictures on the wall.
She's like, I want to wear my Fur Mama shirt.
Yeah, that bitch fucking swerved my car and hit like one of the poles. I was like, she'd rather get
out. She hit one of the poles. Pepper's like, I'm dancing here.
That's another drink for Pepper.
But I was like, fuck it, you'd rather hit the pole in my car? Like, fuck.
Isn't that the way you live your life?
No, because these
little
Asians,
they'd rather hit the pole in the shopping cart.
They'd rather hit anything else besides your car. They don't want to fucking pay for that shit. They'll hit anything else besides your car. So she hit it hard. And then there was these other Asians talking. And then me and that fucking bestie were talking. And then he's like talking. And I said, one time. And then I go, oh, shit. We saw Asians walking by, and I was like, do I sound Chinese?
Wow. Wow.
He's like, no. We started one time.
Look at me, Pepper. Look at me.
I don't want to look at you.
Look at me. Can you not?
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? You're doing it again.
Whatever.
All right. Okay, it's mine.
Yeah, whatever. Read the next question.
I'm looking for one. Hang on. There's like
number
a bunch of them here.
13. Oh, you already asked that. Number one.
Actually.
Do number one.
Okay, Pepper, what is your worst doormat moment? She's like, I didn't say ask me.
That I've done?
Tough shit.
What doormat? What is doormat?
Like somebody took advantage of you.
No one's taking advantage of
you. You have a kid at home that says otherwise.
No,
your drugstore makeup makes to differ.
Maybe I've taken advantage, but I've never been taken advantage of. I've never been taken advantage of. Hell no.
Take a drink.
That shit. I'm smarter than that.
Clearly.
I've been, my heart.
Can you hurry up, Pepper? I've got an appointment for some D right now, and you're just, you're really
slowing
me down.
Oh, you got some D? Well, I got some D right here waiting for me, but you don't see me running and fucking.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Anyways, okay, yeah. I've never had a doormat moment because I've never been taken advantage of. But I've taken advantage of a lot.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure the lady that sold you that outfit, kind of took you for a good one.
Have you not seen your makeup?
Yeah.
I love myself and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we know.
I look cute.
For a 40-year-old.
That's two for lying.
I look pretty. Tell me, viewers, do I look pretty or not?
Hit the blogs, people. Let her know.
I'm beautiful.
Let her know.
I'm beautiful in my own way because I don't give a fuck.
www.riceandbeanscast.com.
I don't give a fuck. Hashtag my problems are real. Fucking. Hashtag me three. Throw all your hashtags up in there.
Easy, Harvey Jr.
Hashtag Hori Dory.
How is your former student doing?
Hashtag Hori Dory. Hashtag my problems are real.
Hashtag That's skid awesome. Marks. Hashtag still bleeding.
Hashtag I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Rick, we know.
Hashtag be yourself and I don't care.
Be yourself and I don't care. Just
rub my tits because my tits are... My tits are hurting old. Right now. No, they're not old. They're just,
age will do that.
No, age does not hurt your tits.
Doesn't help me either.
Menopause does.
Neither does gravity.
Babe, can you rub my tits? Look at him yawning over
He's
there.
He's like, I'm busy
He's
working.
Like, yeah, whatever. I'm busy working. I don't have time for your old tits.
He's trying to, it's a full-time job trying to.
I have no more.
Gear. Are you no some less. Fucking surprised?
Okay, it's time to go now. Bye, guys. Hey, and, I got 2 o'clock almost. I got to go.
And as dumb as she is, she's actually pretty good on time because we are coming up on our time for this week. But thank you for tuning in. We hope you are fucking as drunk as we are right now and enjoying your night.
Bye.
Until next week.
I like my cookies with nuts and wieners.